What's up, fam? What's up, fam? You know what time it is. It is NFL division round. We are talking some football, talking about what happened last week, which was kind of embarrassing for a lot of teams. We're going to get into that. But before we do, my name is Ron. I'm with Kingdom Radio, and I got Cuz Thunder Dan from South Carolina and the Rock and Roll Rebel Show. What's up, Brother Dan?
What's up? What's up? I'm ready to pick some games. I'm ready to talk about all last week. People love the dancing. They love the dancing, the go-go. Oh, yeah. To the Redskins, so, you know, kick it off. Yeah. We did okay on the bets, though, right? We did okay.
I don't know. You're using that word, we?
I think I did okay.
I think you didn't do that good. Let's get down into it. I mean, the first game, let's bust it out here and put a little something on it. But before we did, how was, watching a football game? Everyone stay safe. Nothing was broken.
It was all lovely, I guess.
No windows are broken, no TVs are broken, or is that just Dallas Cowboy fans to do that kind of stuff?
No, that's every Dallas Cowboy. Maybe the Steelers, the Steelers game, I kept playing, like, when are they going to put in Justin Fields? Put Fields in, get rid of Russell Wilson, It's just Tomlin looks beat up on the sidelines these days. Looks like he has CTE. He's not in it no more, but I mean, he's been the Steelers head coach for, 17 years. It seems like they're not going to get rid of him, but I just felt like Justin Fields might have had a better chance. He could run a little bit, but they wanted to stick with Russell Wilson. Ravens just stomped him out.
Let's talk about these trash-ass picks that you had.
Well, let's go with it. Ravens to win. Got that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's start from the top. The Chargers and the Texans. The Chargers. I thought, we're going to give kind of put up a fight, even though they kind of snuck in there. I thought they're going to put up a fight, especially with Ezekiel Elliott just being signed 3 days before.
Did he even play? I didn't even see him.
I don't remember him playing at all. I mean, I think they would have highlighted if he did something, but no, they brought him on and he didn't do a damn thing. I mean, but that's pretty normal from what he does in Dallas. Not a damn thing, but get paid to, sit around and look pretty with his nose ring and his shirt, pulled up, in true In Living Color fashion with Damon Williams. Remember that, the Wayans brothers were like, hey, he had his shirt all tied up and shit.
Oh, yeah.
In Living Color.
Two snaps and a something.
Z formation.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, Zeke Elliott. But, they didn't do anything. The Chargers was the team that you picked. You said, I'll take the Chargers and 5 points. And that, my friend, is an L.
Yeah, that was an L. But, I had the Ravens. So that's a push. We had a push.
Hey, look, let's not jump ahead. The second game, was the Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I will say that I knew that the Pittsburgh Steelers, they ain't got the team, dog. I mean, if you look at this, the Ravens, the number three seed, which, the Baltimore Ravens could be the one seed. They're that good. But the three seed Baltimore Ravens, which shows you how great the AFC is, playing the Steelers, who are in the same division in Baltimore, the Steelers didn't have a damn chance, man. I mean, they are so outmatched and are unable to put points on the board, especially with Russell Wilson behind center. The Steelers had no chance. Mike Tomlin, he's trying to play this defensive battle, and it just didn't work. I mean, it didn't work. Remember I said it's going to be about within one score at halftime, and then at the end of the game, it's probably going to be about 20 points away or something, and that's exactly what it is. And I took, and you took, Ravens minus 13 and still covered the spread. The game was atrocious. It was over at halftime. You looked at Mike Tomlin and said, well, you can't take away from him that he has a winning record above an 8-8 season once again. But is that enough to keep your job just because you get an 8-8 season or better than that for all these years, but you can't win a playoff game and you're not giving your team any chance of going to an AFC championship game or a Super Bowl appearance? The Pittsburgh Steelers has given no indication that they're anywhere closer than they have been in the last 5 years where they fall flat on their face. Steelers Nation, is that acceptable or you just Mike Tomlin's untouchable because of this quote unquote winning record every season?
I mean, I don't know. Tomlin's good, but I don't know. Is he fading? I mean, like I said earlier, you know, I felt like maybe Justin Fields might have gave him a chance to win more than Russell Wilson. But then right when Russell Wilson saying he's not doing no good, he ends up throwing a deep bomb, gets a touchdown. You know what I mean? So Tomlin's like, I can't quite pull him. But at the end of the day, I think Tomlin gets the boys going, but I just don't know if it's in him anymore. You know what I mean? 17 years, it'll wear you down. You know what I mean? I guess. You know what I mean?
Well, you know? I did hear the – what was it? All the they were worried about the tenure of all the black head coaches. That a lot of these head coaches that have been hired are getting fired after the first season. You know, they're only making it 1 year, and they're, you know, that's been the new thing that you've seen in the NFL, that they're concerned about not getting a fair shake. Now, Mike Tomlin, he's gotten a fair shake, and he's made himself into the playoffs. He just can't seem to go anywhere once he gets to that point. But is that enough to fire him? Because it sure was with Rex Ryan, who could take his team to the AFC Championship, and he could do a lot of big things with the Jets, but he couldn't seem to get him into the Super Bowl, and that was enough to fire his ass. And Mike Tomlin, I don't think the same thing applies with him. I think the Rooney family, they're not getting rid of Mike Tomlin, and Mike Tomlin is not going to compete with the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs when it comes to postseason play. Matter of fact, I don't think anyone can compete with the Kansas City Chiefs, but we are going to see a very good team match up against them this week. Would be the Houston Texans, but, you know, does anyone have a chance?
Yeah, but we'll see. Tomlin just doesn't have a quarterback no more. You know what I mean? They brought in Russell Wilson. They thought he was going to be the savior because Russell was great at Seattle, you know, for the first, you know, 5, 6, 7 years. And then Russell's just fallen off. You know what I mean? It's just age has gotten to him. So, I mean, can you blame that on Tomlin if he doesn't have, you know, he don't have a top-notch quarterback? But, I mean, he gets the boys going. They're making the playoffs. It's just – they're just not strong enough, I guess, with quarterback play and all that stuff. And
well, is it unfair? Because if the Steelers were in the NFC, maybe it'd be different. But being in the AFC with a winning record, you're like a loser because you have a winning record, but you don't have like the Vikings and the freaking Lions. Like either one of them were about to be number one seed first round by whoever won that game on Sunday, you know, with 13, 14 wins. But, you know, in the AFC, when you have the Kansas City Chiefs, the Buffalo Bills, and the Baltimore Ravens all 1, 2, and 3, and you're in division making the playoffs with the Steelers, is it kind of unfair that even though you're a good team, you're just not amongst those, you know, once in a generation type of teams that are playing like the Chiefs, Bills, and the Ravens?
No, I mean, that's the Ravens are just an elite team. Lamar's on, he's firing on all cylinders. You got Derrick Henry, the defense goes. It's just hard with the running quarterback, a Pro Bowl running back. It's just, they could basically do whatever they wanted all day. And it's tough. You know, the rest of the league all wants this quarter. They all want a quarterback. They all want a Jaden Daniels. They all want a Patrick Mahomes now. You know what I'm saying? They thought they had a Jared Goff, you know. They want a Jalen Hurts, you know. So we're going to see what happens. I mean, this week is going to separate everybody. This is going to see who the real ones are and the real ones aren't. Same thing that happened with Wild Card Weekend. You saw who the real ones were and the fake ones were. And most of the teams all went down in flames against the good teams. I mean, if you look at all of them, there
wasn't
really
one. With the exception of one home team, one team on the road won. That was it. Just one road team was able to pull off the dub, and that was the Washington Commanders.
The Commanders weren't at home, Big Doe.
Oh, on the road. Was on the road.
A lot of the road teams did win. Yeah, a lot of the road teams win. But, I mean, the Ravens won.
None of the road teams won.
Only the Commanders. I thought the Rams were at home technically, but they were in Arizona. Yeah.
But they were all the home teams that were projected to win because they had the higher seed and they were the home team. Every single home team won with the exception of the Buccaneers, which that was pulled off in true overtime type of last minute of the game winning doink off the fucking crossbar in a 25, 30-yard kick You still hit the crossbar and it doinked in. Oh my gosh, if it was another 2 feet back, you would have missed it. Come on, man.
I knew something was up when, did you see when he started playing with his hair and his helmet? He was playing with his socks.
No, it like three times. Like, you know, it's like,
what's this guy doing?
He puts his helmet on, then he moves his hair, then he puts his helmet on, then he moves his hair. I'm like, I was getting like total Rain Man vibes on that. I was like, dog.
He was making me so nervous. I was like, he's going to miss it. He's going to miss it. And then it goes up. I'm like, he's going to miss it. And it doinks in. I was like, holy
moly. I thought he was like sending signals. Like, I'm going to like eight ball corner pocket. But I'm going to just send a signal that I'm just going to miss it just by a little bit. Yeah. You know, like, I don't know what the hell is going on. Maybe he's telling Vegas,
I'm
going
to miss it. Put your bets in. You know what I'm saying?
I know. That's what I was thinking. I was thinking he was signaling someone in the crowd or someone on TV to say, hey, look, if I do this means, you know, you owe me money. Wide and I'm right. going to miss it. Yeah, exactly.
I'm going wide right.
Wide right, yeah. And he sucked so bad, he actually hit the doink to that here, but
yeah, I mean,
what a game.
That game was good. That was definitely the best the game of the week. I mean, I still hand it to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I felt like they were a strong team with Baker and all that. And the Redskins, I don't know. The Redskins just go for it on fourth down. That's what they've been doing all year. And the Commanders showed up. You know, there's some special going on with the Commanders this year. I don't know what, but it seems like the last, like, five, six games, they've all won on the last possession. So I don't know what's going to happen when they got Detroit coming up. I mean, they're going to be the Saturday night game, but I guess let's go get it going.
Let's get into it. The other game was the Packers and the Eagles. What was the score of that game?
The Packers and the Eagles. It was a good game to start with, right? But then it went sideways. So it was the Packers lost by. Where's my thing at? Yeah, no, they, where's the Eagles game at? 22-10. The Eagles won 22-10, but
so
it was sort of boring.
22-10. You took the Packers +4 and the over for the Eagles 44.5. So you lost.
No, I didn't take the Packers, bro. You took the Packers.
Oh, you took the Eagles and the over 44.5.
Yeah, I took the over on everything pretty much.
No, you took the over just on that one.
Okay.
Well, you took an over on another one. We'll get to that in a second. But you took the Eagles and the over, and I took the Packers +4. So you got the Eagles. So right. We're even. That's right.
I'm back, baby. I'm back.
Okay. So I even had
the Bills.
One.
I had the Bills. I had the Bills in the over, but that didn't.
Yeah. Hit, so right. The Bills. You didn't take the over. We didn't talk about over on the Bills. You had the Bills -8. Both of us agreed that the Bills were going to handle business, and the Bills did handle business.
Bo Nix.
Yeah, Paul Gardner. What's up, Doug?
Bo Nix didn't do much, but I mean, he's a second year guy, but Denver's pretty strong. They did it. I guess, I mean, even though they didn't do nothing, they looked okay. You know what I mean? They were sort of hanging around, and then it got out of control. It got out of control real fast. Cause at halftime, it was basically 14-3, but I think the Bills scored right at the end of halftime, but it was like 7-3 for basically the whole first half.
I mean, first of all, you were just thinking. It was like that Cinderella story with the golden slipper or whatever the hell it was. You know, did the Broncos have any chance at all of winning this fucking game? You're like, yeah, I mean, I guess it's possible. And then the first half, you know, they weren't playing that well, but the game was still in reach. It was still like you could see a path to victory at some point. And you're like, you know, I'm not really that upset with how they're playing because it's kind of a close game. And then the second half, you're like, well, this one's over. I guess I can do something and, you know, maybe finish cooking on the grill or whatever. You know, I can just casually watch the end of the game. It's not like hanging on the edge of your seat and waiting for like a finish. You knew the game was over, but the Bills handled it pretty convincingly, as they should, number two against the 7 seed. Yeah, so we got that one.
The Bills are a juggernaut. You know what I mean? The Bills are a juggernaut. The Ravens are a juggernaut. The Lions are a juggernaut. The Chiefs are a juggernaut. Those are the ones.
Yeah.
That are all right. Left. And then you got the Eagles, I guess.
Let's go to the next game because we both got that one.
No, right. I got that one. You didn't get that one. And then we both got the Bills.
Dog, I do have it sitting right here. I said
you did get the Texans, though. You
Bills
did get
minus
the Texans.
Eight, man. Get off the gas, bro.
I'm talking about the Packers-Eagles, baby. I'm talking about the Packers-Eagles.
Okay, well, we're talking about the Bills. All right, so Packers-Eagles. I said Packers, and you said Eagles and over 44.5. So you had a 1-1. You won one, lost the other. So you're still 50-50 on that good pick. So.
Yeah, we might have pushed for the week. We might have pushed. We didn't.
Dog, I got you on it. Anyway, I got you on the Texans. Anyway, so then when it came to the Skins in Tampa, believe it or not, you actually chose Tampa.
I did take Tampa.
You did take Tampa minus three, and they got beat by three. So you 23-20.
It was close. So, I mean, they had to get the touchdown at the end.
And you said 53 over. You said you take the over, which is another loser.
Yeah,
next time I walk by casino and I see all them lights on, I'll know that it's contributors like yourself that's keeps the lights on. You're like Motel 6, bro, but you with the casinos, you keep the lights on, you know.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You want to, that's why they keep the flights cheap. You know what I'm saying? You want to go out to Vegas, they got cheap flights because of people like me.
You know what I'm saying?
They fly in real cheap. Rooms.
You spent $10,000, for $69. I'm gonna give you this $300 a night room for free.
Yeah, the rooms are cheap. You know what I'm saying? The flights out are cheap. They want all the money in the casinos. That's what they want it. They want you in the casino. Well, they even give you free drinks. They're like, here's some drinks.
Oh, yeah. If you keep on making football picks like this, man, they're going to invite you out all the time, man.
Yeah. Good thing I'm not a whale, bro. They'd be like, woo.
Yeah, you say you sure know how to pick them, old boy. But, yeah, so I said the Skins, and you said Tampa Bay, and you took the over 53, which neither one of those won. So that's two more L's on your victory, on your lap.
Well, if the Redskins would have kicked those field goals, you know what I'm saying? I don't know why they're going for it on fourth down on, like, the 10-yard line. Give me some points. Give me some points. It's the playoffs.
They're aggressive, baby. I mean, you ain't going to beat the Lions playing with these field goals, and you ain't going to beat anybody. So you need to get in that end zone and go ahead and go for it. But, you know, the if game is pretty risky game, you know.
Yeah. Win by, I guess you win it by, and you're going to die by it.
Yeah, well, if my aunt had a dick, she'd be my uncle. You know what I'm saying? But what the hell's that got to do with anything? Anyway, so the Vikings. Now, the Vikings game was Monday night. And Monday night, bro, I thought the Vikings were going to do better than that. I thought the Vikings were going to go to Arizona because, you know, the L.A. home game in Arizona. I thought the Vikings were going to go there and at least show up. The defense was playing great, but like you said, Sam Darnold. I mean, you could put some lipstick on him. You could put a good track record on him. You could string a few wins in the regular season together. But at the end of the day, that man is Sam Darnold. He's like a Kirk Cousins. He's not there for a reason. He was on this team and off of that team for a reason, and he lost for a reason, and he won't be back next season for a reason.
He's not
worth the money, dog.
We both took the Vikes, right?
Well, you actually took the same team I took. We both took the Vikings, and that was my second L. So I came up 80% pick accuracy, and looks like you're somewhere teeter-tottering in the 40% category.
Yeah. But that was Wild Card Weekend. Wild Card Weekend's tough. You know what I'm saying? This week, we're gonna bang them all out the park.
Yeah.
I did get anytime touchdowners. I did throw a couple anytime touchdowners out there, but, you know, it's tough. It's tough.
All
right. Next time, we should have just took the Redskins straight up on the money line, right? Because you basically said they were going to win outright anyway.
Well, yeah, the straight up Redskins, yeah.
So that was a good, you know, that was a good play, you know.
Well, let's get into the football picks. I mean, because whatever you pick, it'd probably be wise for anyone listening.
Fade
all bets coming from the Rebels.
Fade me, baby.
Fade all bets.
Not this week, though. This week, I promise, we ching-chinging. We're going to make it all back.
All right.
We're doubling down, baby.
So I got right here. What do you think about the college games? College games, I could not believe Notre Dame.
Notre Dame, yeah. It's going to be Notre Dame versus
And I thought Texas had a chance, but Ohio State, that could have went either way at the end of that game, but Ohio State went out. Texas, same thing they did, man. They tried to give the game away the week before Arizona State, and they sure enough had a chance and couldn't close the deal against Ohio State, which is a much better team, but they just didn't deserve to win, and they're not there. They should have lost maybe the week before, but I don't think anyone was beating Ohio State. I think they're a juggernaut powerhouse, and it's going to be very tough for Notre Dame to jump in there and get that dub, but national championship will be Monday night. So looking forward to the old national championship game. But, all right, let's get into these NFL picks. The first one, homeboy, let's look at this first one right y'all. Let's look at this first one right y'all. All right. So the first one we got here on Sabado, Saturday, it's number one seed Saturday. So it starts off with the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Chiefs are hosting the hot Houston Texans, baby.
That's your team. That's
CJ Stroud. Well, that's the home team here in H-Town. Yeah, but CJ Stroud and the Houston Texans, they got a great defense, but the Kansas City Chiefs are like unbeatable in the playoffs. They have two back-to-back consecutive Super Bowl wins, and everything is pointing in the direction of they're going back for a third. And I don't know that the Houston Texans can step in their way or trip them up. But I guess any given Sunday, someone can win. I got to put my money on the home team, but I'm going to need some points. What's the spread here?
It's right now, the spread is at -8.5. I got eight.
So this is going to be Saturday, January 18th at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at Arrowhead. And it's going to be on ESPN, ABC, and –
yeah, that's the Sunday night game, or what's that, Saturday night?
No, this is the first game on Saturday, the first one, yeah. So it's Patrick Mahomes, you know, aims to continue his dominant postseason run. The Texans, with a strong defense, look to upset the reigning champions. The betting predictions is Chiefs are favored -8.5, considering their home field advantage and playoff experience. They are likely to cover the spread, and this is exactly what AI is saying as well. They're likely to cover the spread. So they are recommending that you go with the Chiefs -8.5. And you know what?
Arrowhead's going to be bumping, bro. You know it's going to be bumping. It's going to be loud. The tomahawk chop is going to be out.
I got to put my money on the Texans. You feel me?
You're taking the Texans in 8?
All right. What's the over-under on it?
The over-under on that game is going to be clocking in at 41.5. So they're not thinking a lot of points going to be scored.
I'm not taking 8. I'm taking 8.5.
Okay. Yeah, you on your book, if you got 8.5, maybe what are you on? FanDuel, DraftKings, you'll definitely you'll see some different stuff. I saw the Washington line has already moved. So a lot of people are putting in money on Detroit. But a lot of people are saying because the Chiefs haven't played since Christmas. You know, they've been resting. And they've been sitting out. So some people are going to say they might start a little slow, but at the end of the day, I mean,
I got 8.5 right here.
Okay. I just got 8. I'm just looking at my book right here. My book's got 8. My book got 8. I got
it. Said 8.5 on FanDuel, Bally's, MGM, is DraftKings.
I'm on ESPN Bet. I'm on ESPN Bet.
I'm on Vegas. Vegas Insider has every single line that everyone has.
I didn't log into my DraftKings, so I wouldn't know.
I'm just putting ESPN right now. Believe me, if I was anyone connected to your financial obligations, I would say you are absolutely cut off from any kind of betting with the picks that you've been picking. You're absolutely cut off. There's no more betting for you, sir.
But I definitely I take the Chiefs. I'm taking the Chiefs. The Texans are good, but the Chiefs are a juggernaut. They've been there. They know how to win. They've proven they can win. They've already been back-to-back. They're going for a three-peat. I don't think it's going to be that tough. I think Texans did what they had to do to get to win last week. They looked good, but at the end of the day, they're going up against the powerhouse. And I look for it to be the Chiefs probably win by like
20,
10, 13, something like that. And I even think they hit the over because I think like the Chiefs are probably going to put up, you know, like 31 points. So. Well, if the Texans can put up 10, I mean, you're going to be close to the over-under. Yeah, I just see the Chiefs firing. How's the weather going to be?
What do you got for the over?
The weather's going to be?
It's going to be cold, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely cold, but like no snow or anything, right?
What's the over-under here?
41.5 I got, but.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I see it right here. It's 41.5. Yeah, so 41.5, I'm definitely going over on that one.
Yeah, I definitely probably put like a Travis Kelce anytime touchdown.
You want over on that one?
Yeah, I'm going over on that. I like overs. Unders are just...
Well, 41.5 is not a big number. No, I think if it was like 55, then you're like, ooh.
That's a tough one, yeah. You're like, ooh, damn. They scored some points there.
Yeah, that's a Chiefs and Bills matchup more than the Texans. The Texans has had really struggled finding their way to the end zone in the postseason. It's like after the rookie of the year performance from CJ Stroud, they have all that tape on him, and he hasn't been as successful in year two. So, but yeah. I was hoping that Burrow, you know, would have snuck into the playoffs versus them Broncos, but
They did smoke. I mean, they smoked the Chargers. I mean, they smoked the Chargers at defense all day long, you know.
And then they didn't smoke. He was playing like shit, and for some reason, the Chargers just couldn't capitalize on those turnovers. But if they were playing the Chiefs would have scored a touchdown every time they made that stupid-ass mistake and threw an interception and fumbled it and whatever. The Chiefs would have said, thanks for the ball. Here's a touchdown. And then now you're playing, you know, behind three scores down, and you're not going to be running the ball and all that other kind of stuff like they were doing. You're, like, desperate passing. They know it's coming. They're sacking you or intercepting the ball over and over. The game's over at halftime. So the Houston Texans didn't play very good, in my opinion. But then again, any given Sunday, you just never know, bro.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. Now, I think the best game's coming up, right? The best game's coming up Saturday night.
Yeah, the Saturday night with the number one seed Saturday is, you know, you got the heck yeah, dog. You got the Washington Commanders. Saying, I don't really give a shit. We'll play the number one seed. I'll go to Detroit and I'll play the Lions. Well, that's the only opportunity to stay in the playoffs. So they're going to Detroit. I think the weather's going to be bad. They said that a lot of people aren't going to make it there if they don't leave now. And the game on Saturday night, baby, Saturday Night Lights is going to be the number one seed Detroit Lions with Jared Goff and that son of a bitch. They, some reason that Lions team is unstoppable, man. Unstoppable, best team in the NFL. I was hoping that they were going to beat the San Francisco 49ers like last season. It was going to be one of those Eminem Taylor Swift things. That's what you thought the Super Bowl matchup was going to be, and it just didn't work out like that. This year, the Chiefs and the Lions definitely look like they are going to collide in the Super Bowl, but they got to get through the Washington Commanders first. And Daniels, he ain't no punk, man. I mean, you know, sometimes a kid ain't hitting on nothing. You need Marcus Mariota to come in there and get the dub. But, you know, when that kid's on fire, he ain't doing a lot of passing. He's just kind of like, oh, I don't think nobody's open before he even gets the snap. And then he's going for a run or a planned run or just, I'm just going to run it anyway. The kid can take the team on his back and he can put some points on the board. I hope we see superstar rookie of the year, offensive rookie of the year, performance out of Jalen, out of Daniels, but I don't know, man. To beat the Lions, I mean, I wouldn't say it's a really smart bet to put all your money on the Skins here, but the point spread.
Yeah, the spread's just ridiculous. What is it?
Nine and a half.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, too. I mean, Jared Goff tore it up this year. He threw for like 4,600 yards, 37 touchdowns. Gibbs, the running back, tore it up for 1,400 yards. I mean, the receiver, St. Brown. I mean, they got the Lions are stacked. You know what I'm saying? When you suck for so long and you get all these top draft picks, you can build a team. And then they had Stafford, but, you know, they couldn't quite win with Stafford because they were still building pieces. And they got the new coach in there. Everybody seems to want to play for him real good. So, I mean, the Lions are firing on all cylinders, but that's what you also said about the Vikings.
Well, I was just saying that because my buddy Eric likes the Vikings. I was just trying to be nice, dude. I mean, Jeffries, you know, they have all these great talent. The team has the opportunity to be like a number one team, but they just can't seem to get a quarterback, or the quarterback does good. And just when it comes to the postseason, they turn into like a Tony Romo, or they turn into a Dak Prescott, or they just turn into one of these guys that you do good. But when the pressure's on, the cameras are in your face, and it's no longer just a regular season game where normally you're sitting on the couch watching TV, you actually have an opportunity to play. You just can't handle it. Everyone's playing a lot harder. You know, you're not acting as fast. You're nervous. You're making mistakes, and it just never stops. And the game is too big for you. You've seen that a lot at the end of the games or playing games with the Baltimore Ravens, Lamar Jackson. He just cannot seem to keep his composure in the big moments when the season's on the line in the postseason. The game is too big for him. His maturity level is just not there. When things ain't going his way, he's that complaining type of all this and throwing a temper tantrum and all this like a little fucking kid. That's what separates the men from the boys. That separates the Patrick Mahomes from the what's his name on the Vikings? The
Jared Goff.
Sam Donald or whatever the hell his name is.
Oh, yeah, Sam Darnold, yeah.
Sam Darnold. You know, this is like, come on, dude. The game's too big for you, man. This is the big boy stuff. You know, go back home and tell the Vikings that they need to get a real quarterback, and spending some more money on you is not the answer. They need to replace you with somebody else, and because it's a great team, they just don't have that, you know, that key position, the real leader to lead you into. They need somebody with experience, and Goff has experience in the Super Bowl. I would say no,
but I also get the vibes. You got to remember, the Detroit Lions have been doing this for the last couple of years. They've been great teams, and they were on the cusp of going to the Super Bowl last year, but lost. But you got to remember too, the Detroit Lions lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this year too. I believe that was like their second or third game they lost to the Bucs. The Redskins lost to the Bucs on like opening night, but then beat them in the playoffs. They were two different teams when they met up again. But
the thing is none of that shit matters. None of it matters at all. Who won here? Who didn't win there? None of it matters. You know, it's who's healthy and who wants that dub. You know, how many dogs are on there? How many people are like taking a business decision instead of tackling Derrick Henry? I see the Washington Redskins. I'll take the Skins and the 9.5.
Taking the 9.5. You might as well take the movie line, baby.
We're missing the digit. I'll take the Skins and 9.5, and I'll do the under on the 44.5. I'll do the under on that.
Oh, the over under's huge on that game. Isn't it like 50 something?
40, 50, is it 54.5?
It's ridiculous. I think the over under on that.
55.
Yeah, it's 55 and a half.
55 and a half.
I take the under definitely on that, too. I take the Redskins, too, with 9.5. I mean, it's just you can't get to the playoffs like this, like how the Washington did, and they've been close all year round. It's, you know what I'm saying? You know they're going to go for it on fourth down. You know they're going to – if they can get Terry McLaurin going early, they can get Jaden scrambling out, you know, then all of a sudden you got, you know, linebackers spying them, and you're getting into single coverage and – it's going to be interesting. I mean, for the Redskins to win this, they're going to have to be firing on all cylinders. They're going to have to be up. They're going to have to be ready.
You got to have a game plan. Kingsbury, you need to have a game plan. Like when they first introduced RG3 to the NFL and they had Alfred Morris, you know, they didn't say, hey, let's throw a 70-yard bomb. It wasn't nothing like that. It was like little dinks and donks, a little screen play, a little 5-yard out. Get his confidence going in the game. Get some success. Move the stick. Stay ahead of the stick. Short. You know, second and short, third and short, you know, stuff like that. Stay ahead of the sticks. Get the guy some confidence. Get some success. Go ahead and get him down there. Call the right plays. Give an opportunity to get into the end zone once or twice. And then you have a whole nother game. But the whole Redskins not starting to score points until the second half, you can't be a second half team in the playoffs. You need to come out the gate kicking ass. Because the Redskins defense, although they are good, they're not good enough to stop the Lions. So you're going to have to go for it on fourth down, because, you know, it's going to be like a game of John Madden. You know, neither the Redskins or the Lions are kicking any field goals. Everybody's going for fourth and 10. Fuck it, we're going for it. You know, that's what you're going to see.
Well, I don't know if the Lions might be going for it a lot on fourth down. I think they'll take points. I think they're going to – I don't know. The Lions, you know what I mean? Because they've been off, and you know what I'm saying? The Redskins or the Commanders have just been doing it and getting it done. And I don't think they're going to be scared of them. Like – when the Redskins were, you know, hanging with Tampa, it's like, oh, they're not scared. They're rolling. So I definitely see – I think it's going to be a good game. I think it's going to be a good game. I don't think it's going to be – I don't see Detroit, like, smoking them unless just total, like, you know, total chaos.
If I put my life savings on it, I would not bet on the Skins, dude. I would take the Lions in the 9.5. I mean, the Lions are just – fuck, dude, they're just that good, dude. Jaden Daniels, he's doing good, but – He ain't been like, you know, just straight up end zone after end zone after end zone. There's been spurts of the season. He's done that a time or two, but not consistently every single game. Most of the time what happens is he spits and sputters, plays as good as his opponent does, typical Redskin shit. And then at the end of the game, it's such a close game, it comes down to that final drive, and he's pulled it off, whether it was Hail Mary or whatever. The team has pulled it off. He's pulled it off. But – you know, you can't play like that where you're going to turn it on in the fourth quarter. I mean, you got to have that gas down, mashed to the pedal, to the metal as soon as the opening kickoff. And I haven't seen that out of the Washington Redskins as I have the Lions, but you know, for the sake of me and you talking, Redskins 9.5 and under on 55.
Now, but you got to remember, though, you got to remember this. Jared Goff choked. He choked last time against the 49ers last year in this situation. I mean, he only completed, he barely completed over 50-some percentage of his passes. He only threw for one touchdown. Brock Purdy, you know, threw an interception last year. So I'm not scared of the Lions, baby. I'm not scared of the Lions. I could actually see Washington Commanders rolling out like 45-10 on the Lions and just it all the whole everything's going to erupt. Everybody's going to be like, oh, it's Jaden Daniels. The Commanders are here. So I could see that. I could easily see that. The Lions don't scare me the way Tampa did last week. They just don't. Goff don't scare me. He don't scare me at all. And I think if the Redskins can bring in some zero blitzes, you know, some bull rushes with Allen or and the boys up front, it's going to get good. It's going to get good.
All right, which pick do you have, man? Let's move on.
I'm taking the Washington.
I got some
9.5. Give me Washington 9.5. And give me the under. Give me the under.
We both on the same page. 55.5
is a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot for a playoff game. Even though, you know, Eminem's probably going to be in the building. It's going to be loud and ruckusy, but I don't think it's going to be – I don't see Jared Goff.
Well, it's only loud if they win. And if the Skins come out and put 14 on that ass, I don't think it's going to be very loud. I think it's going to be a lot of people going, whoa. I mean, you know.
Are we the Vikings?
Grab your popcorn. Holy shit. I can't believe the score is 21-0. Yeah, it ain't going to be that loud. You got to get out there, though. You got to put yourself out there and put it out there quick. You start making some mistakes, you ain't going to be able to hear a damn thing.
No. But that's it for Saturday, though. But I think Saturday is going to be some great games. It's going to be some great games Saturday.
All right. So Sunday kicks off with the Philadelphia Eagles are hosting the Rams, who walk right through. They walk right through the freaking Vikings. And then now the Rams look like they got something going on. You know, they are going to be taking on the Eagles, which are no punk. The Eagles got a freaking squad, dude, with Saquon Barkley. The Eagles got a squad, and I don't see the Rams having any freaking chance. But Matt Stafford, that's your Detroit Lion, who said, you know what? We're not getting anywhere with Matt Stafford. Let's just get rid of this sumbitch. And sure enough, the Rams picked him up and said, this is the piece we've been missing. You can take this bum-ass Jared Goff. Give me Matthew Stafford, and I'll give you some draft picks and some other shit because they think Matthew Stafford was just the key to victory. And sure enough, they went to the Super Bowl. They're looking to do it again. They're matching up against the Eagles and Sean McVay. It's hard to take your money away from them. Amazon.
He's well coached.
$500 million. Dollars. Remember when they were in the Super Bowl? Amazon offered him $500 million if he quit coaching and just come to Amazon. And he said no. But yeah, so he's looking to get into the Super Bowl. He has to get through the Eagles. The Eagles is a good squad. I don't see the Rams winning this, but what's the point spread?
Point spread is the Rams plus 6.5.
Minus 6.
So the Eagles, they're saying the Eagles are going to win by a touchdown, basically.
So ESPN has it at 6.5, and FanDuel has it 6.5. Every other Vegas has it plus 6.
They got it low scoring, 43.5. So, I mean, because the Rams are good. They're good.
Come on, they ain't that damn good.
But they're mostly defense.
43.5, 44. Dog, I'm just gonna show you that.
What's the weather gonna be in Philly? That's what we gotta start looking.
Yeah, it's
it'll be cold.
How many do you want to sit in the seats in Philly? It's like the worst place to go to a live game. It's just
gonna be
the most...
32. It's gonna be cold, but I mean perfect. They're used to it. The Rams might not be used to it, so the Rams might, you know what I'm saying? They're coming from that California wildfires. So they might be in a little chilly for them. But I mean, they're at the end of the day, I mean, they've been playing in the cold. So
I like the Eagles with the under 43.5, and I'll take the Eagles. Let's look at the money line, right? Shit, not the money line, the spread minus 6. I'll take the Eagles minus 6.
Yeah, I got the Eagles too. I'm definitely probably take the Eagles at 6.5 and 43.5. I might take the over on that.
Yeah, it's gonna be Lincoln Financial Field.
It says it's going to be 32. It's going to be cold. Definitely going to be cold. I don't think rain or snow or anything like that. But
these two teams matched up in week 12, and the Eagles secured a 37-20 victory.
Yeah. So there's tape. There'll be tape now.
You know, as far as the offense breakdown, the Eagles offense is led by quarterback Jalen Hurts, who has demonstrated both passing and rushing abilities, capabilities. In the previous encounter, running back Saquon Barkley was instrumental, setting the Eagles franchise record of 255 yards and 2 touchdowns on that ass. He, like, set a franchise record on the Rams this year.
But Saquon Barkley didn't do much last week. I don't even think he busted 100, did he?
Hey, man, we're talking about the Rams here. We're talking about the Rams defense here. Wide receiver A.J. Brown also contributed significantly with 109 receiving yards and a touchdown. However, there are concerns about Hurts' consistency in going through progressions, which could impact the passing game. What do you think about that?
You know what? You know what? Yeah, I can't go against the Eagles. I can't go against home teams. It's tough to go against home teams this far up in the divisional round. You know what I'm saying? The crowd's going to be wild. They're going to be ready. I mean, and then it's for you to be a home team this late in the playoffs, you're good. You're good. You're top notch. You're a juggernaut. So I definitely take
Eagles. But you know, the Rams, you know, quarterback six. Matthew Stafford has been a steady presence, throwing for 222 yards and 2 touchdowns in the previous game against the Eagles. Wide receivers Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua have been reliable targets, with Kupp recording 118 receiving yards and Nacua adding 71 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, if they can get Kupp going on the slot there. They didn't seem to do a lot of that last week, the Rams with Kupp, but Rams got talent, but I don't know. Sean McVay, too, is good. He's going to coach these boys up. He knows why they lost last time. It was probably because Saquon Barkley probably ran for like 300 yards on him.
Yeah, 225.
So if they can, but you know, another thing is run game,
when the
it might be a little different.
When they played the Bills this year, when the Rams played the Bills, they beat them 44-42. Remember that one? It was a barn burner, 44-42. So they have the ability to put some points on the board, but I think that the defense breakdown, the Philadelphia Eagles defense, you know, is ranked first in yards allowed per game and the second in points allowed per game. So they have one of the best defenses in the NFL. Their defensive line featuring players like Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis has been the effective in pressuring the quarterback. The linebacker core, led by Zach Bond, has been exceptional, contributing to the team's strong run offense. But on the other side of the coin, the Rams defense has showed promise, with their defensive line recording 305 pressures and 33 sacks. However, they have struggled against the run, ranking 11th in run stop win rate. The Eagles have a strong running game, particularly with Saquon Barkley, and could pose a significant challenge for the Rams defense like they did last time. So I got the Eagles all day, 100%.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts, he spreads the ball out. He gets it going. He can run. They're going to have that RPO going. So, I mean, I think the Rams may be sticking around for a little bit, but then I think the Eagles are going to put the pedal to the metal, and they should be able to easily cover the spread -6.5, and I take the over.
You got over on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you got the.
And that's the Sunday game at 3:00. It should be good. All I might not even watch football if the Washington Commanders Redskins lose on
Dude, don't be a little Saturday. Girl.
You know what I'm saying?
It,
I might just turn it off. It's like, fuck it. I'm gonna turn me back on when it's the Super Bowl.
Yeah, grab your dress, grab your purse, get in the truck, dog.
I ain't watching.
Come on, you know, you just whoever beats them, you're gonna buy that hat. You're gonna act like you've been a fan forever.
I won't buy no Lions hat. I can't buy I can't do that.
Whatever, dude.
It'll be another Chiefs hat again, baby. We already know who's winning the Super Bowl.
Oh, the Chiefs. All right, so
NFL wants that money.
Let's go with, I think, what will be the best game of the weekend.
Probably the best matchup.
The best matchup, yeah, you're right. The best matchup is the Ravens at the Bills. What's the weather report on that one?
Probably snowy. I don't know. Let's see. Let's pull it up. I know it's going to be cold.
The Ravens at the Bills. Let's see what we got here.
It says 20 degrees. 20 degrees. And just cloudy. So,
all right, let's sit here.
Yeah, it's going to be cloudy. It's going to be super cold, too. The sun's going to be down. The wind, they say, it's going to be around 6 miles an hour. So that'll be the only thing. But Baltimore plays outdoors in the cold, too, in Maryland. So, I mean, I know it's not Buffalo cold, but.
Well, you have the two MVP candidates that are playing in the same game. So you got Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen. You know, the performance of these quarterbacks is going to be the pivotal point. Both quarterbacks have been instrumental in their team's success this season, and their ability to execute under playoff pressure will be critical. You know what I'm saying? Crucial. The weather conditions, the game is expected to be playing in cold temperatures, but forecast is predicted in the high of 12 degrees Fahrenheit. Lamar Jackson has limited experience in such cold weather, even though he's from Buffalo. That doesn't make any sense, which could impact his performance. In contrast, the Bills have excelled in similar conditions under head coach Sean McDermott, boasting a 14-12 record in cold weather games. But I think one of the another key factor is the defense matchups, because the Ravens defense will need to contain Josh Allen's dual threat capabilities, while the Bills defense must find a way to limit Lamar Jackson's dynamic playmaking. And on NFL Network, I was watching NFL Network today, where it's showing the games of the last time the teams played. And man, Henry had a day on that ass. Henry was running all over the damn Bills, and they couldn't do a damn thing about it. And then every time they're like, okay, we're going to stop them, then Lamar came out there, was like, boop, boop, boop. Hey, there's also me, and I can run, and I can pass. And then like, all right, we'll back up a little bit. Then here comes Derrick Henry again, coming down there, picking up another 9, 10, 12. Man, just the Ravens, I just don't know how you stop them. But the Bills can do it. They got a squad. But can they do it, and will they do it? I don't know. What's the point spread on this dog?
This is basically a pick 'em. They got the Bills minus one.
Well, I got the Ravens minus one. Bills plus one.
I got the Bills minus one.
On which one?
ESPN bet. So the line's there. So basically it's a pick 'em, basically.
Minus but one, yeah.
It's a pick 'em. I mean, you could easily go like, oh, the Ravens could do it because they got Lamar and Henry. And then you could be like, well, the Bills can do it because they got Josh Allen. You know what I'm saying?
51 and a half
is great. And then, you know, Cook's a good running back. So they got a running back. So, and then, you know, Josh Allen will spread the ball around. He's not going to make too many he's not going to make mistakes. And he'll use his legs. He's been using his legs a little bit more, too. So I don't know what the over under on Josh Allen's running yards would be, but I'd probably take the over. So I think he's going to have to run the ball a little bit.
What do you think about 51 and a half on the score over?
It's probably right. I could see it being a high scoring game. I can really see it being a high scoring game. I could see it easily being, you know, like 28 to 31, something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, I mean, the Bills last week, the freaking, they led the team to a victory, 31-7 victory over the Broncos in the wild card round. You know, he's throwing it in the air. He's keeping the defense on his toes. You know, wide receiver Stephon Diggs has been reliable, you know, but I think he's on the freaking they traded his ass away, right?
Yeah.
To the Houston Texans. But James Cook has provided a solid ground game, rushing for 120 yards in the wild card matchup. I mean, the Bills can't be beat. I remember when the Bills and the Chiefs, they would match up. And it was one of those where every time the other person got the ball, they scored. They either scored a field goal or a touchdown, and it just went back and forth and back and forth. And Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs came out on top. But, man, it was just one of those barn burner games. It came down to the end. There's a chance that the Bills can win. I just don't think that they will. Man, I got to put my money on the Ravens.
Yeah, I could see it. That's what I'm saying. It's like, you flip a coin, basically. You could flip a coin on this game, I think. But I don't know. I feel like I'm going to go with the Bills. I'm going to go with the home team. I'm going to go with the Bills. I'm going to go with the over.
Oh, 51 and a half, you over there?
Yeah, I'm going to take the over. I'm going to take the Bills. Because I somehow, some way, I think Lamar is going to mess up. Because I still don't have 100% faith in Lamar, even though he's tearing it up this year. He's tearing it up. He's running. He's passing, but I don't know. I'm flipping the coin and saying the Bills are going to get this one.
Fine. I'll let you make it. Let's see here.
So that's a wrap on the Sundays. That's it.
That's a lock right there. No, there's one more game, isn't it?
No,
that's a lock.
Yeah, so that one wraps it up on the Sunday. So the Ravens and the Bills. And then what do you got for the college championship game?
Give me Notre Dame, baby, over Ohio State.
Yeah. What's the point spread on that one?
Let's see what the point spread is on that one. Because Notre Dame's just been doing it all this year, so it's quite interesting. Here we go. Where the game
9.5. 46.5.
Yeah, Monday the 20th. It's 40. It's minus 8 for
that's election
Ohio
day.
Ohio State plus 8 for Notre Dame.
Isn't that election day Monday?
Inauguration day. Yeah, inauguration day.
I'm sorry. I meant to say inauguration day. So the inauguration day, you got the Notre Dame Fighting Irish plus 9.5. What time is that?
7:30. 7:30, that game's at 45.5.
I don't know. I got Notre Dame on it, bro. Got Notre Dame on it.
Vegas saying it's not, though, but I don't know. It should be interesting.
I mean, Ohio's got the best team, but shit, anybody can win. Notre Dame, I like that squad, man. I feel like they got luck on their side and shit. You can't really gauge luck. That's why they call it luck. But, you know, it just seems like they got that fighting Irish, luck of the Irish kind of situation going on. And
yeah, but Ohio State gets those. They get the top recruits. You know what I'm saying? They're a top 10 school. They're getting the best of the best.
Well, I didn't say I was giving up the 8 points. I'm saying I'm taking them and the 8 points.
Yeah, you want the – okay, you taking the points.
Yeah, I think I want to go.
Well, the line has moved. The line opened up at 9.5. Ohio State. So now it's down to 8. So a lot of money is coming in on Notre Dame.
Well, who you got?
Got Notre Dame. I'm taking the Fighting Irish, baby.
All right.
Taking them. I don't know about the 45. I feel like where's that at? Is that in a dome?
Oh, I got 46.5.
That game's in Atlanta, Georgia, so it's indoors, so that's nothing.
Yeah, since the Falcons ain't doing shit anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably Ohio. Yeah, I'm just going to take Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
They're going to lose probably. Well, but
we're talking about the over-under. You already said Notre Dame.
Oh, the over-under is 45.5 I got.
45.5?
Yeah.
I got 46.5.
Yeah.
So. What you got on that? Over or under? Or you don't want it that one?
Give me the over.
You want the over?
Yeah. I mean, they're going to be indoors. I think it's going to be high flying. I think it'll be interesting. I mean, problem is Ohio State's quarterback is he?
I think it's going to be low scoring, you know, like on the big games like that. You know, the defense is just well rested. They ain't really, you know, been cracked down and worn down yet. And their nerves are getting them. They're getting it. They're trying to get the breathing in, and you know all the nerves of being in that big game. And usually it's a slow kind of jab, like two heavyweight fighters jabbing each other at the beginning of the fight. And usually don't see a lot of big scores, but shit, who knows?
Yeah, but Ohio State's quarterback Will Howard, he's going to be a top 10 quarterback drafted. So,
well, I mean they're all playing for their NFL interview right here.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting, but
I wonder if they have any insurance policies like Deion took out on his players. What was it, $100 million or some kind of insurance policy? That way they would play in the bowl game, and if they got hurt, they'd be taken care of, so they don't have to worry about jeopardizing their NFL career.
Yeah, I don't know. What's up with all this news that Deion Sanders might be going to the Cowboys?
That's fake news.
That's what I thought too, because Deion just got like some quarterback from Colorado. What makes
you think that I care about your opinion of me? Your opinion of me is not the opinion that I have of myself.
You know what I'm saying?
Fake news. So this should be interesting. But I think we're going to be exciting this Saturday and Sunday. It should be good. I think Saturday I'm going to get some chicken wings, stuff like that, sit back and relax for the Washington game. The Chiefs games will be good too. You know what I'm saying?
Chicken wings.
So I think Saturday will be good. And then that Sunday night game is going to be exciting. I think the Bills, Ravens, I think that's going to be exciting. The Eagles, Rams, you know what I'm saying? I think the Eagles probably roll, but
Eagles going to roll that one. I think the Texans I have a flashback to Christmas Day where you're like, okay, I'm watching the NFL on Netflix and they got the candy canes on the uniform and you're like, oh shit, they're playing the Steelers and stuff. And then They just kicked that ass. It wasn't even close. And then you've seen the Ravens. They played the Houston Texans, and they just same exact thing. They just proved that they're the number one team, and there's just no answer for it. Just there's no stopping them. Then they went to Washington, did the same damn things. Like, there was no answer. There was no answer for how to stop Lamar Jackson. And the Chiefs and the Ravens are two teams that it's just – they're unstoppable. Even when they matched up in the opener, when the Ravens played the Chiefs, it came down to the very last play where it looked like the Ravens caught the ball, but had one of his little toes was barely on the line. You know, it came down to that last play. And I think that is going to be the game, you know, the Chiefs and the Ravens matching up in the AFC Championship.
Is that what you want? You'd want the Ravens?
No, it just looks like that's where gravity's pulling them. Yeah. But you know, the Texans, hey man, we got the Texans in 8.5, man. Let's take them. The Texans have a chance. And then definitely when you're talking about the other number one seed, the Detroit Lions, we talking about hail to the Redskins, baby. The Redskins, you know, they can pull off it's gonna be the miracle in Detroit, baby.
Yeah, we'll see.
There's a miracle in Detroit.
Well, here's what scares me, though, is Jaden Daniels, bro, every time, because he's so tiny, so skinny. It's like, do you see that one hit where he got flopped out of bounds? I was like, he's dead.
Yeah, or that one where he, like, was all Gumby and he had his leg caught up and he's
– yeah, I thought his knee was gone. I thought he was RG3.
RG knee. It's RG knee.
He scares the hell out of me. When his little ass runs. But he gets it done. So if he can stay healthy, he can give us four quarters. I think the Skins will have a chance, but – I mean, that flop where he got smashed out of bounds. I'm like,
yeah, dude, he got laid out like he was at WWE or some shit, man. It's like, I know you're like really out of bounds and you wait until the last minute, but you only weigh like 157 pounds. I mean, yeah. Me or you, you know, clocking that, you know, starting with a 300 pounds full steam, dog, you're going out of there. That's just the physics.
He had some scary moments, but it should be interesting.
So, yeah, I'm going to be watching, man. I'm going to be talking shit to you as it's getting up closer. And Rock and Roll Rebel Show, if you haven't followed a good conspiracy theorist, Alex Jones.
We got news, baby. We got news. We got all the news. We got inauguration news. We got all the
news. Oh, yeah? What's up? What's the recent news? I didn't watch the news. Tell me about the news.
I don't know.
Alex Jones has lost a lot of weight.
Alex Jones. I just saw him the other day. I was watching InfoWars. I was like, he's looking good. I need to get on whatever he's on.
He's got a personal trainer. Joe Rogan was talking about it. He's got a personal trainer.
Okay. So he's eating healthy. He got a little trainer. I think, you know what I'm saying? You get a lot of money like that. I guess you could do stuff like that. You know, you have somebody come over, work you out. Yeah. You got your chef. That must be the good life.
Shit. If he has any money at all, I mean, I think, was it Uvalde's trying to take every dime he's got?
Yeah. But I mean, that's just his. I mean, he's still. Like, he gets all his money, I think, from, like, his InfoWars stores, like his vitamin.
They're trying to take everything. He's got liquidate everything.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, he'll be all right. He'll be all right, but I guess that's it. We're going to get on out of here, baby. It should be exciting. And maybe we should do, like, a late Monday or Tuesday recap and pick next week. I guess we're, like, Wednesday or Thursday.
I'm here. I'd like to do a little – especially if the skinny skins pull it off.
If the skins pull it off, maybe we'll do a little
– we're meeting up on Monday. We're meeting up on either Monday or something before the college game or something. We're meeting up on Monday if the skins win. So, anyway, we're rocking the Redskins. That's what we're rocking, the Washington Commanders, to beat the Detroit Lions. That's what's up this week. The rest of the game's gravy, but I'm definitely going to be rooting on the Commanders. I'm going to be yelling at the TV, and hopefully I'm not going to be on a viral video of smashing my TV.
Don't break nothing.
All right, y'all. But anyway, peace. You know what I'm saying? Follow us on social media, my friends, and we'll see you next time, Camo.
Peace and love.